So if you find yourself wavering in your confidence, wavering and feeling anxious, wavering in your insecurity, shaken by the fact that life circumstances have dealt you a few blows, it's probably because you don't know the one who's not only with you, but who has gone ahead of you and who is in you. Hello, beautiful people. I hope that you are all doing well. It has been so long. Welcome to Be Encouraged, a space where you get encouraged and equipped with wisdom to live your everyday life with Christ. Now, if you are watching this on YouTube, then you would know I took a step away from this YouTube channel last year, and I was only meant to be gone for a few weeks, and I'm coming back about 9 months later. But if you are listening to this on an audio platform, then you may not be familiar with me. Hi, I'm Courtney Daniela Boateng. And I mean, even if you're finding me on YouTube for the first time, to be fair, you might not know who I am. I have been putting this off for a really long time. And to be very honest with you, this has been on my heart as a conviction, and it's embarrassing how long I have not just obeyed and actually done what I know I am actually meant to be doing, at least for this season of my life. Despite having a podcast with my best friend, I have a podcast with my best friend called To My Sisters, which is all about sisterhood, friendship, womanhood, and social commentary. So go and check that out if you're interested in that kind of stuff. Despite having a podcast that has been listened to millions of times, this has been nerve-wracking to me. And I think it was the anxiety of returning back to YouTube. And so I've been thinking about like, how can I return back? How is it that I need to give like a life update? And I felt like, no, this actually is not really about me. And as I'm growing older, I started making content when I was 19. And as I'm growing older, I'm realizing that like, there is something really beautiful about living a quieter life, but also having your privacy. And I think in wanting to be an influencer and wanting, you know, being a content creator in the lifestyle and wellness space, there is so much of my life that was out there. And now I'm realizing my life, even to some degree, is actually not about me. It's about using my life as an example and a testament to what God is doing and to encourage others to live with God, to live the God life. And so that's what this is. It's the encouragement which I feel like I need in times where life gets really, really challenging, as it did in 2023, which I will explain and will hopefully give you context to this entire podcast and why it's called Be Encouraged and where I am right now and what you can expect. But these episodes are really encouragement for you. I feel like so many people are growing in their faith in this present time. A lot of people are coming to Christ, coming to know Christ. And I want to make sure that they don't fall into similar traps I fell into, and that they are equipped with the word. And it's on the word that they have built their confidence. Because if you've listened to any of my past content, which is still up, I'm not taking anything down. Also, if you listen to the To My Sisters podcast, you would hear a lot of personal development content. And I love personal development. I am all about self-awareness and growth and, you know, living with wisdom. But I think there is a worldly wisdom or an earthly knowledge. And then there is also a God-given wisdom, and how the Bible talks about the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and that fear being true understanding of like God's nature and his magnitude, that you can't help but really have faith in this God. And so in that, I've realized that self-awareness is great. Self-awareness, knowing yourself, knowing how to grow is amazing, right? However, growth outside of God is unsustainable. Growth outside of the word is fickle. And one thing I've been learning is that it's actually on the word, that the word of God, that you build your confidence, that this is the rock that we build our life on. It's not on self-help books. It's not on self-development content. It's not on even psychology and all the things that I absolutely love. I'm a sociologist by, you know, academia, if you would say that. And as much as I love it, I think there is a place for it all under the supreme word of God. And that's what I'm kind of trying to get at with this podcast, just equipping people with the word so that they are encouraged, right? Not just motivational stuff, not just affirmations and all of that, but real encouragement that is found on unwavering faith and the unwavering nature of who God actually is. And the reason why I wanted to do this, well, wanted, needed, had to, must, I realized that that's actually what I was lacking. I have been a very high achiever my whole life. I have been a very high achiever academically, personally, socially. Like, I was about to say I am that girl. How arrogant. How arrogant, because I'm certainly not by the world standards. But like, for me, if I'm thinking about my younger self wanted to be who I am now, if that makes sense. And so I've always been a really high achiever. However, if you've listened to my story, if you've listened to my content, then you would know mental health has been something that I've battled with for a while, like for a lot of my life. I think I experienced depression at a very, very young age, fell into pornography addiction at like the age of 10, had crippling anxiety throughout my teenage years. And to the point of when I was 17, I tried to commit suicide. I overdosed on paracetamol, went to hospital. And that was kind of the beginning of my journey, the beginning of my actual surrender to Christ, because I realized, despite my academic capability and the fact that people loved me and the fact that I was living a great life that people commended, I was unfulfilled. I was unsatisfied and I had no hope. And I think that was actually a phrase that was used a lot during my childhood, the fact that a lot of people have no hope. And I realized that I had no hope, that achievements don't necessarily mean you have hope. Having ambition, being surrounded by people, doesn't necessarily mean you have hope. Even sometimes having confidence doesn't mean that you have hope. And I realized that I didn't have hope at the age of 17. And so I had to find it somewhere, and I came to Christ because of that, because I heard this convicting message that is the gospel from one lady in a KICC church in Cambridge who was like, this is how God turned my life around. This is my story. This is my testimony. And in me listening to her story and hearing that she had also found herself in this pit of hopelessness at one point in her life that I was currently in, I realized that there was a way out and there was actually hope in Christ. So I gave my life to Christ at the age of 18, 6 months after my, around 6 months after my overdose. In my university, you know, dorm room, as the Americans would call it, my university room, on the phone to this lady who had converted from Islam to Christianity about a decade prior. And that moment changed my life. That moment led me to begin my YouTube channel. That moment changed the way I thought. That moment changed the way I spoke. I've always been a very convicting speaker. I've always been a great speaker. I was in public speaking competitions at school. I was a leader. I've always been that person naturally. However, even though you have the gift of the gab, it doesn't mean you're preaching a message that can actually give people everlasting hope. And I think that's always been one of my gripes with personal development content. There's always felt like there was something missing. And in me going here and going there and thinking about how I could, you know, find hope, find, you know, this confidence, this solve my insecurities, find a reason to live, there was always something that felt incomplete, because I would always either let myself down. I would always find myself not knowing how to deal with my stresses, not knowing how to deal with my struggles, right? The real sufferings in life, the stress that comes with life. And then letting myself down to the point where I thought, oh, I need to work on myself again. And it felt like an endless cycle of things. And so I came to the realization that, Courtney, no matter how smart you are, you cannot give a message like the gospel. we all at the end of the day need to surrender to that. There was nothing that affirmed me more than knowing and hearing that Christ died for me, and it really landing in my heart. And yeah, It was the beginning of a beautiful journey. You guys know that's where my YouTube channel stemmed from. And I ended up making content around faith, around lifestyle. Now, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher by any means. And I am one of those people who loves looking at the word from all the different angles of intellect, right? All the different angles, from philosophy to sociology to history to psychology, and kind of understanding us as human beings. But I'm starting to realize that I have to understand us as human beings, as created beings, through the lens of the creator. And the reason why I say this and I lead with this story is because I found myself, even though I started my YouTube from those motivations, even though I started making content from those motivations, and it even was the foundation for my belief in the message about community and friendship and relationships, I was beginning to lose touch with my foundations the higher that I went. And I found myself last year, almost at the pinnacle of my career. I'd just become a published author alongside my best friend. I was doing bits. I was traveling the world almost every other month. I was actually ticking off my goals left, right, and center. And I was even outdoing myself. But the reason why I found myself coming to this place of emptiness and crippling anxiety was because I had gotten caught up in the work, that I forgot about the worship. I forgot about the one who really sent me all of these things, sent me to all of these places, and is using me for a purpose. And the purpose overarching is not individual. It's not just about Courtney's purpose, but the purpose is God's purposes. And because I got out of touch with that, because I found myself slowly drifting from that, I fell into some old patterns, which I never thought I'd fall into. Your girl fell. She fell. And I remember the condemnation and the conviction that came upon me with this falling, that I felt to myself, surely this cannot be the me that was so convicted about Christ and so compelled by the regenerative nature of God's gospel that has fallen. I've clearly forgotten. Now, this doesn't mean that I am an infallible being, or that I am incapable of falling. Sometimes I have bad days. Sometimes I find myself falling into sin. However, to be in continual sin and to allow myself to go so far, I realized I have forgotten. I have forgotten the testimony of the Lord, as it says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, which I was actually reading today. I've forgotten the testimony of the Lord. And I am an intelligent person. I am somebody who, you know, I try to believe that I am cultivating discipline on a daily basis. I understand the repercussion of my actions. I understand even the principles of my faith. And yet I still found myself flailing and falling and finding nothing to cling onto because I had no word hidden in my heart. Now, I had my basic scriptures. I had the things I could hold onto. But because I wasn't spending time intimate with God, I wasn't spending time in worship, I wasn't spending time praying, I wasn't spending time on all of these things, the anxiety got worse and the drifting got further. And so I realized that, like, God allowed me and gave me the absolute privilege and the mercy, honestly, to be able to take a step away from everything which was drawing me away from him. Now, don't get it twisted. Your girl had to still work. She still had to pay her bills. She still had, you know, expectations on her. And, you know, I was able to fulfill those. But what I realized was, in making content, I was saying a message which had not first worked in my heart. It may have in a past season, but I think what's so beautiful about our faith and this faith journey is that it's a continual work. It's a continual work. That renewing of your mind is continual. That transformation of your thinking and your actions and your behavior is a long-term one. And so I took a step back from creating content so that I could really get the word in my heart. Like, if you really want to know where I've been at, I was really thinking about making my first YouTube channel back, or this episode about, like, where I've been and the testimony of what God has done, because God has changed everything in my life in the last 1 year. It has had some lows, don't get me wrong, but woo, the highs have been high. I can honestly testify that 2023 was the best year of my life, if you're looking at my accomplishments, if you're looking at my accolades, if you're looking at all the things I've accomplished, the last 12 months have been insane. However, what I realized was I needed to still take a step away and actually retreat and really make the main thing the main thing, and to some degree go back to basics, right? Go back to that Courtney that would wake up in the morning and know that she needed to read her Bible because she needed to store something in her heart that would help her when she was feeling low, right? When she was feeling empty, or even when she was high, realizing that the highs were rooted in the same God who held her when she was low. And so coming to know the nature of God has really been my mission in this season, because I think it's easy to be consumed with your own pursuits and forget the one that is actually pursuing you and has been pursuing you, and forgetting having intimacy with God and having a knowledge of his word, not just on an intellectual level, but also from a deep spiritual heart connected, bought into point of view, right? I'm bought into this word. This word is not only given to me to preach, it's given to me to transform me. And I think the reason why I needed to come back to this in this time was, one, I've been getting pressure from my mentor. I've done it now. Okay, Claude. This is something that came into my heart before I even went on my YouTube hiatus, right? Before I even took a step away from social media, this was in my spirit. And I came to like planning it, and it took so many different forms, and I just felt like God was not happy, but also God was not speaking. And I was like, hello, you told me to do something. The instructions, hello. And I realized that like I didn't have enough in me to even really encourage people. I had a lot of knowledge, but in terms of you like actually being in the word to encourage people, I myself was lacking. And there's a scripture that always echoes in my heart these days, which is, I don't want to preach this message and then find myself disqualified, right? That's something Paul said. And I realized I will preach a message because I'm academically capable, I'm intellectually capable, I have the gifts, I've got the gift of the gab. But I will preach this message and find myself disqualified, because when I look at my life and when I look at my heart, I don't know the God I'm talking about to the truest extent, to the way he's portrayed in his word. I know what I've been preached. I know what I want to know, if that makes sense. But how God has illustrated himself, described himself, portrayed himself, and given us to understand in his word, I don't know that God. I don't know the God of the Bible. Like, I know God, don't get me wrong, I was not a witch before, but I wanted to know God more. I wanted to have a better understanding of my faith. And as I was learning more about God by taking this step back, I realized that I had given into my own desires way too much. I had made an idol out of so many things. I was worshiping my own plan. I was chasing more, more, more all the time. There was no contentment in me. And this was a huge one. And I think this is what led to a lot of the comparison and the covetousness and the jealousy and envy that came with me being on social media so much, because it wasn't necessarily about the social media. It was about what was already in my heart. It was about what had not died in me, this huge desire to just have more, this huge desire to be at the top, this desire to prove people wrong, or to all of these really, I wouldn't even say these really bad desires, because the way I've described them, sorry, and laid them out makes it sound so negative, but these things creep into our hearts so subtly, right? It's the growing up in, you know, from a low socioeconomic background and not having a lot, and now feeling like you need the most in order to be living in God's blessing, or having a bit of a greed or a gluttony issue, or having that, you know, those lingerings of lust, and realizing that I have a lust, or I had a lust problem, and though I came into Christ and it's been, you know, dealt with, and we thank God for the fruit of self-control, but that thing can rear its head if you don't keep fanning those flames, if you don't keep doing the regenerative work and submitting yourself to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to continually change you. Just because you died doesn't mean there are not things in you which have completely been laid to rest. There are things in you which, if you continue to feed them, will come back to life. And so I realized for myself that, yo, take a step back. You've been relying too much on your own strengths. You've been relying too much in your own capacity. And now you have awakened the flesh that has died. And I realized, okay, cool. I'm gonna take a step back. I will take a step back. And it was a process of one, becoming submitted, really becoming submitted to people. I found mentors. I found spiritual accountability. I was having very vulnerable and honest and transparent conversations with friends, like trusted friends who are wise and mature and counsel, and dealing with a lot of the offenses in my own heart, dealing with a lot of my own desires, dealing and confronting with things that God was really unhappy with. And I know this is sounding discouraging, but I'll get to the encouraging portion in a second. But I realized for myself, in essence, that if I came back to this YouTube channel and just gave a testimony of everything that has happened, I would make it about myself and I would become a part of this bigger, you know, lifestyle wheel of content that is, hey, look at me. Hey, love me. Hey, this platform is all about me, 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 and this self-exhortation. And don't get me wrong, there's a room for celebration, but I realized that actually, all of that was not the main thing. The main thing was not making the work my Lord and allowing myself to really come back to God. Because I think the beautiful thing that we see, especially when we talk about, oh, I'm called to this, I'm called to that. The beautiful thing is Christ called you to him first, right? The call was actually for you to come to him. And then from there, he would send you to do something. He would send you to make disciples, right? He would send you, but he would even send you with the Holy Spirit, right? You weren't actually going alone. You were still going with God. And what I've realized is that I was losing the essence of one, going with God and God being with me, the Holy Spirit being with me in my going, but also me being called to him, right? And so it can be so easy to then get burnt out by the work that you're doing and the thing that you've been assigned and what it is you've been called to do. And you become so enamored with it that you find yourself actually worshiping it because it satisfies a craving that you already have. It gives you an affirmation for your insecurity. It gives you proof for why you are sufficient. It reminds you as to why you should be confident because you are that girl. And the truth is, none of that has the capability to give you true everlasting hope. It is all so fleeting. I'm telling you, I have had money. I have lost money. I have gone through the ringer of people I've trusted. I went through a heartbreak last year. I've been through a whole bunch, and I've started to realize that a lot of the things you can put your hope in, they don't have the capacity to actually sustain it. Right? And what does have the capacity to sustain it though is Christ. But if you don't know him, if you don't know that, you don't actually believe that he's trustworthy. And if you don't believe that God is trustworthy, as in worthy of your trust, having a track record that proves that he is worthy of your confidence, your trust, your worship, your devotion, then you will not dismantle your idols. Why would I dismantle something which I think can do more for me than you? It's probably because I don't really know the magnitude of who you are. And that's the thing about wisdom, right? It's understanding the magnitude of who God is and then realizing you are actually the best option. You are probably the only option to give me what it is I truly desire, which is not just success and not just riches and not just prosperity and not just a partner and not just kids, but actual fulfillment, like true fulfillment and peace and confidence that I'm, even when I fail, I'm not a failure, like all of identity, all the things that we really need in order to grow as people, all of the things we really need in order to be good wives, good husbands, good influencers, good entrepreneurs, all of the things we actually need to make a society a good society that stands, we need Christ. We need God's wisdom. We need that transformation work that the Holy Spirit does. We need to know that we have a Father who is watching and who will help us to do what it is that He's called us to do. I didn't have that at that time. And so I took a step away. I keep saying that. Let me actually get to the point. I took a step away, and your girl was in this thing right here. I was in this Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. I really felt like I was coming from a headspace of works, 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 serve, 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 like do all of these things for God and not remembering who God actually is. And that was completely on me, because I think it's important for us to take responsibility for our spiritual growth, but also to give balance to that, be in a space which continually reminds us of that responsibility of going out and, as the word says, being Bereans and really studying our word and really finding God for ourselves and having a revelation of who He reveals Himself to be in our word, in our Bible. And so, you know, I've been doing that work, and what I have found that it has done is encourage me. Life is heavy. Like I said, I was found myself dealing with like anxiety again and worry and greed and all of these other things, not only like the negative things I was doing, but also the negative things the world puts on you, because we're all contending with so many different things. We're currently living in hard economic times post-COVID. We are currently living in, like, when I say doom news, I don't know if that's like a term, but like there are wars everywhere. Climates are plummeting, like the climate change. There is so much, right? There is so much that is telling us to be afraid. So much that is telling us to be afraid. Well, I have a career which can be very, very, I was about to say volatile, but volatile is not the word. Maybe like unstable in terms of being an entrepreneur. We're living in times where our attention span is dwindling down so badly because of things like social media and apps, which I love, like TikTok. But there can be this sense of hopelessness, this sense of exhaustion. And I started to find that as I was learning more about God, about the one who says that I have overcome the world, that do not be anxious for anything, but instead pray about everything. The one who says that, like, do not be anxious, right? I started to find myself encouraged. I started to find myself feeling stronger. And this whole podcast is on the basis of Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, which says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." And I remember when I was going through probably the hardest portion of 2023, God really made me and led me to go and read about courage. And I'm laughing because it was like, you actually have to know when something is a personal word and when something is for the public. And in this case, being encouraged is both. However, personally, I realized that God was telling me to be encouraged and like actually build up my courage, build up my strength, right? And oftentimes when you see be encouraged, be strong and be courageous in the Bible, it's usually because someone is championing an army. In this context, Moses is telling the children of Israel, listen, God is about to take you into the promised land. He took you out of Egypt. Don't be scared. Be of good courage. Yes, you're going to go and confront these giants who you think are bigger than you. Yes, you have no experience of this right now, but remember God and remember that because He is with you and because He's gone ahead of you, you can be strong and you can be courageous. And as I was studying, I realized that that's what God needed of me. That's what God was using to prepare my heart for heartbreak, prepare my heart for anxiety. It took me a while to really get it. It took me a while to really dedicate the time needed to study it and really hide myself in His word. But when I finally got it, I found strength and I found courage for the fact that life can be tough and it's okay. You have strength. Life can be crippling sometimes, but it's okay. You can find courage. Why? Because God has not only gone ahead of you, He's also with you. But the only reason why you would be standing with someone and still be scared is because you don't trust the person you're standing with. You don't trust that they know what's already ahead of you. You don't trust their characteristics and their nature. When they say that they're going to fight for you, you don't know their names. You don't know their history with people. You don't know about their track record. We often say this thing on the podcast, which is about how if you want to build confidence, confidence is based on your track record, right? Continually showing up and rising up to the occasion. If you don't have confidence in God, you probably don't know God's track record. You probably don't know what he's done. And the thing is, a lot of us are looking for that personal testimony. We remind ourselves of our personal testimony. And that's important because the Bible even tells us to remember, right? Raise up monuments so that people don't forget, so that you don't forget, so your children don't forget of what the Lord did, right? We are, what does the scripture say? They overcame by the power of the blood and the word of their testimony. That kind of thing, you need to know your testimony, yes. But also, if you feel like you can't remember your testimony or you feel like you don't have a testimony, here are some testaments, an old and a new one, to tell you of God's track record, to let you know why you can have courage in your workplace, to let you know why you can be strong even through the trials of life, why you can be strong through sickness, why you can heal emotionally, because there is someone who is a healer and he has a proven track record of his healing power. When we remind ourselves of who God is, we can have confidence in who he is. So if you find yourself wavering in your confidence, wavering and feeling anxious, wavering in your insecurity, shaken by the fact that life circumstances have dealt you a few blows, it's probably because you don't know the one who's not only with you, but who has gone ahead of you and who is in you. I need y'all to read your Bible. That is actually the core thing I've been saying to everyone around me in this moment. I need you to read your Bible for yourself, because I currently have a mentee and it's actually such an honor to have somebody that you can disciple. But anyway, we were recently talking in our last meeting, and I was talking about spiritual growth, and I asked her, what do you do for your spiritual growth? And she was like, you know, I listen to my sermons religiously. And I was like, that's really great, but that's supplementary. And I've come to realize that supplements are great. You know, I'm a wellness girly. I love my wellness journey. I am here taking supplements. I take my zinc, my iron, my vitamin D, all of that. But whenever you read the back of those labels, they always say to be taken with a balanced diet. The supplement cannot be the entire diet because it is supplementary. Right? A lot of us are doing supplementary things and then wondering why we are malnourished, because it's not the main meal. It is not what contains the actual nutrition that you need. A sermon is great, but it's supplementary. A devotional is great, but it's supplementary. A book and a commentary is great, but it's supplementary. If you do not become acquainted with this word, you will not have a strong foundation to stand on, and you will not get the nourishment that you need in order to not only be encouraged, but stay encouraged, especially in the face of the troubles that you are experiencing, because they are so unique to you and you are the only one who knows your weaknesses. And so if you are doing all the things that you think you need to do for God, but you don't know God, you're going to lack courage. You're going to lack strength. You will find yourself so weak. And that's where I found myself. And I had had enough of it. And so I ran back to what I knew. I ran back to the place that I first found hope, which was in the word and the person of Christ. And that's what I want to encourage you guys to do. And so essentially what you can look forward to on this podcast is conversations, not just from me. This is just the first episode to lay some context for why I'm suddenly appearing on the internet shouting about repent, repent. But the reason why is because I care for your soul. I care for our souls. And I don't want you to forget the one who called you. I don't want you to become insecure in ministry or insecure in entrepreneurship or insecure in wifehood or insecure, not because you have, you know, the things you don't like about yourself. I have a cheeky spot here and there. No, but insecure in that you do not have a strong foundation. If you are going to do exploits, exploits are for those who know their God, right? Knowing him, intimate with him, an intellectual knowledge of him. A lot of us don't have knowledge, and yet we even seek wisdom. And so I'm trying to, by God's grace, give you a space and resources alongside many others that can draw your attention to the nature of God, the principles in his word, but also who he's told us that he is. Because in a time where people are flocking to faith, and I definitely believe that there is so much revival happening at the moment, not only amongst our generation, but also personal revivals, people coming back to the word, coming back to the feet of Jesus, coming back to their first love, just taking their faith so much more seriously. Why was I saying that? I think we're living in a generation that wants to do exploits. I don't think we're living in a generation that is as equipped to know their God. Not because they're not having spiritual encounters, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but I think we're living in a generation that extremely loves the prophetic and loves spirituality, but any prophecy that is not based on the word. Anyway, I don't think we necessarily need to go from one extreme to the other, like, oh no, like prophecy and spirituality and the me and Renee have been talking about the hocus pocus side of Christianity is so bad and we should just get back to the word. Nah, our God is a spiritual, supernatural God. His word proves that. From Genesis to Revelation, God is supernatural, right? However, and is a better word, and God's supernatural is also revealed through his word. It would not be, we wouldn't know about God's new supernatural ability from the beginning of time if it was not for the word. And so we need to get back to our word, but also testimonies are important. Revelation and interpretation is important, right? Prayer is important. And so I just want to do my part in a bigger thing that God is doing, which is just helping people to be equipped with wisdom, be equipped with the word, be encouraged by it and knowing who God is. And so I hope that this encourages you to know that from my testimony, God has taken me on a journey of not only destroying my idols, but making me realize that my idols are so insufficient for what it is I need. That actually my idols, these things which I idolize, these things which I love so much, have put my hopes in and become affectionate to, whether it be a relationship, business, money, my purpose, anything. They cannot give me the hope, the peace, the eternal life, and the renewed heart which I actually need to get through this everyday thing called life. They can't, but he can. And that's the encouragement. God is good. The way he loves you, the way he loves me cannot be described. And I know it's hard because it's like, oh my gosh, here come Christians again. For God so loved the world that he did. But when I describe the love of God, the sacrificial love of God, the fact that God gave himself up so that you and I could have a relationship with him, so that we could have access to everlasting life, so that we could have a new identity, so that we could have authority over the darkness and the sufferings of life, so that we could say that no matter what is happening, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, so that we could actually receive strength, so that we could endure, so that we could have joy, so that we could have patience. When I tell you God's love for us stretches so far that everything that you are looking for can be found in that thing called the love of God that took the form of Christ, that came down as a man who came from heaven in our form to let us know God loves you. God loves you. Like, let me not preach this word, but one thing that has just helped me, and if anyone is looking at me thinking, oh my gosh, she's so cool, whatever, let me let you know that I am and I can be a mess. I'm not as much as a mess as I was last year, but that mess has been cleaned up by Christ. I am nothing. I am nothing apart from what Christ has meant. I know who Courtney was before she met Christ. This Courtney who you know to be sitting on the podcast, you know, leading a community of women who are trying to change the world, it is because God wants to change the world. God sent his son for the world. It's because I have an understanding of the fact that I am a part of a bigger story and I've allowed myself to be renewed. This Courtney that was crippled with anxiety, dealing with a lust addiction, a pornography addiction, that fell into sin and has fallen into sin many times. This Courtney who was in desperate need found Christ. So don't base your life on me. I was going to come back with like a vlog, like I was describing a testimony video. Don't base your life on me, because there's one thing to construct a narrative, which is I am that it girl. And there's a way to also make you realize that I am nothing. I am nothing. And this is not self-deprecation. Like I'm cool. Like I said, I'll be that girl sometimes. But all of that is a fruit of something. And also the failures and even the successes are all a fruit of me needing God to change me, me wanting God to change my world. And I think a lot of us have that desire, whether you are saved or not, or, you know, wherever you are spiritually, you're atheist, agnostic, whatever, whether you're a Muslim, like whatever. I think a lot of us have that same desire, but I've come to realize that that desire is only satisfied through Christ and by Christ and through this word which he's given me. So yeah, be encouraged by the fact that you are a work in progress and God is not done with you. God is actually not done with you. He's not done with your story. He's not done with your experiences. He's not done teaching you. He's not done loving you. You haven't come to know all of God's love yet. You will learn more about it. And he will go on this journey with you. He has not only gone ahead of you, but he is also with you. He is walking this journey with you. So yeah, go with God, I guess. Yeah, so let me know what you want to see. Follow me on Instagram at CD Boating. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you're watching here. Courtney Daniela Boating is my channel name if you want to find it. Yeah, all of that good stuff, I guess. Anyway, stay beautiful and stay blessed. Bye.